A Thought for Your Pennies is hosted by Shauna and Squeaky and explores ways to save money and tips to avoid scams, all while they share their own stories along the way. Get in touch by calling 970-425-3060 or emailing penniespod@gmail.com.
Hey everybody, welcome back to A Thought for Your Penny, the show where we learn how to save money together. I'm Shauna, and this is Squeaky.
I'm Squeaky, and I may or may not be able to read.
That's great, Squeaky. That's why I love having you on as a co-host, making me look real smart. Well, today is a special bonus episode because we are going to be celebrating the fact we're going to YouTube, baby! Woo!
Yay!
Everybody thinks at Allegedly Studios thinks we look amazing. And they said, you know where you need to go because you look so good. That's right. Straight to the U of Tubes. So we are celebrating this. Don't worry, the podcast is also going to be amazing. The amazing listening journey you've had with us this whole time, these past, I think it's been about 20 episodes by this point. We'll keep up the high quality. We'll keep up the chisme. We'll keep everything that you love about the show going.
You said U of Tubes, and I imagined a sheep, a female sheep. Skateboarding down like a half pipe, like she's in the tube. I don't know, you put these ridiculous mental images in my head and you don't even mean to.
Well, I mean, that's one thing we could do on YouTube is like you can quick sketch the ADD paths that your brain goes down and show it on air. Start drawing a U on a tube.
Do we want to do that to our listeners?
No. But what we do want to do for our listeners in this special show is the Federal Trade Commission has top scams of 2024. Ooh. And they have made a very government looking infographic about it. Lots of icons. We love to see it. And so we'll be sharing this chart on our U of Tubes. And but we're going to be describing it for you on the podcast, because who doesn't love the top, you know, top 10 year in review, getting back to it, right? Of like what was beautiful about 2024? Do you miss that year already here in 25? Well, here's some of the scams from 24.
I like how we're getting to it like promptly in June. This is perfect.
Right. Yes. Yes. We're very timely here.
And we're making a listicle in audio format. That's impressive.
We are very impressive, I would say. So here's the top frauds of 2024. Number one top fraud, imposter. A liar.
I mean, lying is fraud. Yeah, okay.
Yeah, okay.
I believe you. Lying is fraud. Yep.
Two, online shopping and negative reviews.
No, what?
Yeah. I want
an explanation for how negative reviews are the scam. What are they?
Yeah.
They should have a podcast
about this.
Okay.
Third thing, business and job opportunities that are false, I assume. Right?
Oh, did you bring it up where you go through a whole application process, then the final step is do a video, and then you download some video plugin that's just a virus?
Yeah, you talked about that. Oh. Yep.
Okay.
So a lot of these, the reason why this is a bonus episode is because we've covered a lot of these scams.
Yeah.
You know, but we're just talking about the top ones in 24. Investment scams and internet service scams.
Investments is a really generous way to talk about crypto.
Crypto, that's what they should have said. They didn't want to get sued by all the cryptographers out there, though. That's not what a cryptographer does. But sorry for that misinformation. I hope our listeners are smart.
To be fair, that is where the crypto in cryptocurrency comes from. It is based on cryptography.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Great. When I write up that episode, I'll explain the math, because there's a ton of math
that goes
on behind
the
scenes.
Right. Okay. There were 2.6 million fraud reports in 2024 and $12.5 billion lost. More than 1 in 3 people who reported a scam also reported losing money.
Okay. And that number has to be an underreporting.
Oh, yeah.
Think about the amount.
So many more people got scammed and they're just not admitting it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So job scams and employment agency losses soared. In 2020, there was 90 million. In 2024, there was 501 million in this category of job scams. And then losses to investment scams, crypto, kept climbing. So in 2023, it was $4.6 billion, and in 2024, it was $5.7 billion.
So what sucks about keeping and continuing to throw crypto under the bus is I can make money doing that. I can buy and then make something look really bad and convince our huge audience that this cryptocurrency is terrible. I buy it on the dip, and then I sell it when you know, it recovers.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have that much clout? Can we get a bigger audience so I can make us some crypto money?
Yes, that's why we would have a bigger audience.
I will pump and dump so much.
I already said you can't sell crypto coins, so I don't know what.
Well, no. So we just put out the information to influence the market.
And you know, the interesting thing about this too, these statistics, is that these are people who realize that they have been scammed. Right? There's a lot of people who have hawked to a crypto coins right now who are like, this is going to be worth so much money.
Hawk to a coin? I forgot about that. Man, that was a flash in the pan. It was like 3 days before it crashed.
Whew. Right. Okay. Very online, but yes. And now, another very sad part of this scam report is the amount of scams that are focused on people in the military.
Really?
99,000 military consumer reporting that they got scammed, and $584 million out of our military's pockets.
So,
because of scammers.
I'm going to round that up to 100,000 just to make the math easy. But the Department of Defense only has about like 1.2 or 1.3 million employees. So we're talking about like, you know, 8, 9, 10% of every person in the military getting scammed and reporting it. That's nuts.
Wow. Yeah.
What the heck?
And the top scams for military people are imposters. 45,000 of those reports are people being imposters, which makes sense, right? Because if you're military, you're moving around a lot. Mm. So somebody comes to your door and says, hey, or somebody gives you a call and says, by the way, you know, you're like, yeah, sure, whatever. I just got here.
Well, like, you know, the easiest...
Or I just came back. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you could, like, just get a bank loan at a place where this military person used to live and they just moved away. And they don't tell the banks they just moved.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
So another interesting demographic is younger people reporting losing money to fraud more often than older people. Well, so 44% of people between the age of 20 and 29 reported losing money, whereas 24% of people between ages 70 and 79 said they lost money.
This is a total flip from when I worked at TD Ameritrade.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I actually became a full-time employee there. So I worked there from, I want to say, 2018 to 2021. I left just for the pandemic. Stuff was getting too stressful. But then when I worked there, there was this constant thread of how do we prevent elder abuse? Because there were people who were losing their cognitive faculties, and they get calls from people claiming to be family. And the numbers, because we got numbers, you know, little infographics like this, but made by TD Bank or by, you know, one of the other business divisions. And the numbers were pretty different. It was the young people weren't getting scammed yet because, you know, we just didn't have money. And we were the younger people all 7 years ago. I don't know. Are people just aging out of being able to be scammed? Are they just, I don't know. Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's like the Gen Xers are turning into the old people now, and they're like, I don't trust anybody. I don't know what the generational turnover is.
If my job was to scam people, I would not start with Gen X, right?
Yeah, really,
it's
right?
Just like...
They're the most bitter generation. I mean, I love you, Gen Xers. So there is also things that different categories had the most of, right? So like phone calls, if you got scammed via a phone call, that was the highest per person reported loss of a scam.
Well, yeah.
With a median loss of $1,500 if the scam came through a phone call.
Okay. Let's work through this, right? You're a Zoomer. How much money do you have?
Fives of dollars.
Okay. I call you. Are you even answering the phone?
No. God, no.
Now you're a Boomer.
I'm a Boomer.
You have an IRA you've been putting money into the past 12 bajillion years, and you don't trust anything computer related, but I call you.
Right.
Do you answer the phone?
When somebody calls me and says, hey, we just found out that you've been hacked. Pay us $100 and we will save you from the, you know, $2,000 and we will save you from the hackers.
Yep, I can save you from the hackers. I'm a certified password inspector. Just give me your password and I'll help you with the
certified
hackers.
Certified password inspector. Wow. That needs to be on a shirt for a thought for your penny. Are you keeping record of our merch that we thought up over the show?
Me?
Yeah. Well, I mean, all of them I've rejected, but that one I would like.
I still have the mouth pennies.
Oh, it's got
cat hair on it now.
So
glorious.
Another category is like which, you know, medium like lost the most money overall, and that award goes to social media. So social media is not per person, you know, how much you've lost, but it is altogether $1.9 billion of people. So that's the Zoomers with their fives of dollars getting scammed out of whatever.
Yeah, because every generation has good people in it. And if an ad comes along and says, hey, can you give $1 to the survivors of the LA fires?
Yeah.
Right? I know that we vetted our sources, but if you see an ad on Facebook, oh God, what are the Zoomers actually using? If you see an ad on Instagram or TikTok, right?
Yeah.
If you want to scam the boomers, Facebook, if you want to scam the Zoomers, and there's a give $1 to the LA fire people, and it just doesn't go to the LA fire people.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then the highest number of reports, though, are emails.
Oh, because they cost
372,000 people have reported scams through emails. And that's surprising to me because I thought there would be more through text, especially because you get a text and most phone operating systems have, this is not from a sender you know, report junk. But I don't know if that report junk button actually goes to the Federal Trade Commission or where the reporting actually goes to.
Wait, are you saying in email or in your text?
In my text. Anytime I get a text from a sender that's not in my contacts, I have a little message beneath it that says, this sender is not from your contacts. Oh. Report junk. And I can just tap and it deletes the message, blocks the number, and then reports it to, I don't know.
Has to be Apple. You have an iPhone, right?
Yeah, I have an iPhone.
I have never seen that in the Android ecosystem.
Oh, you now, could, what I do, y'all could use it.
I guess. But who's the report going to? And do they have any actual control? But
I didn't research deeply on that point. I'm sorry. This is a bonus episode, okay?
I'm going deep. No, on email, though. On email.
Yeah.
Why there's so much of it is the system actually works, and it comes through consistently. Because if you send me a text, right, if I put a link in a text, will the link work for you? Will it work for me? You don't know. But if I put a link in an email, it'll work, right? Mm. And... this is a weird thing from the true side of marketing, okay?
Okay, true side of marketing.
True side of marketing, okay.
True side of marketing.
Emails are one of the most reliable ways to get your customers to come back and spend more.
Mm.
Because get this. People want to be on mailing lists for things, right?
I never want to be on a mailing
list. I get that. Plenty of people don't want to be on anything, but that's the beauty of it. If you're not on the mailing list for anything, you're not getting the email. I'm on the mailing list for Milwaukee Tools and Matter Hackers. Matter Hackers makes 3D printable stuff. 3D printers.
For my teeth. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can print more teeth.
More
right?
teeth. Right. Yeah.
They're one of the people who emailed me about the dental resin. But okay, whatever. They normally send me normal stuff, right? Which for me is still crazy, right? They wanted to send me a water laser, a wazer, but whatever. Okay, fine. We'll get into that. It's a thing for cutting stuff. It's pretty awesome, actually. Doesn't involve an actual laser.
Be careful or I'll use my wazer on you.
It would cut off your arm. It's for cutting sheet metal.
The wazer.
Okay, we're getting the physics of water jet.
Okay,
cutting.
All right, get on with your point.
The thing is,
yes,
I have signed up for these and I want these.
Okay.
But I'm not getting the emails from Kohl's or JCPenney, where I don't care about clothes. I mean, clearly, I just have the one thing I wear. I wear a suit and underpants, right? That's all I ever wear, right?
Yep. So, can confirm.
So they don't send me emails, and I don't buy anything from them. But these other places send me emails. And every time Milwaukee sends me an email, I'm like, oh, cool, a new power tool, right? And I'm more likely to buy junk from them. So people who want it get it. And if somebody then sends me an email that looks like it's from Milwaukee, but it's from Milwonka or something.
Milwonka. No, that's true, because, I mean, a lot of where this happens is, like, PayPal.
Yeah.
I get constant emails from PayPal saying that I owe them money for a transaction or my shipment is on its way. It's like PayPal.com.
Yeah, or you where know, they'll have the like, Cyrillic A instead of the Western A, the Latin A, right? So it'll be PayPal, but just the A will be a different font. And you're like, you click it, and it looks like it's PayPal.com. But then if your browser's good, it's like, no.
Now, here's a story about a phone scam.
Uh-oh.
I got a call, and they were like, your package from Mexico has bad materials in it, so you have to pay us a fine for this package from Mexico because it has your address on it. And then I was like, what are you talking about? Because she was like, I'm the Mexican authority, and were you expecting a package from Mexico? And I was like, no. And she's like, okay, well, it has contraband in it, and so you have to pay the fine.
But,
and I was like, you know, and so I do this show. So I was like, all right, I'll listen to it. I should record this stuff.
Oh,
I'll be
man.
Like, can you hold on a second? I'm going to record you for my show. But anyway, so she's like, you have to pay the contraband. And I'm like, okay, all right. I don't remember this. I think I'm innocent. She's like, okay. But you have to pay it. So first thing, what's your address? And I'm like, if you're calling me about contraband to my address, I think that's one of the things you're going to have.
So
it's my address. And I was like, you know what? I think this is a scam. Is there a phone number I can call to legit pay my fine for contraband I didn't know about? She's like, no, we have to resolve this now. And I was like, cool, I'm hanging up. And didn't hear back from her again.
Bringing this back to previous lessons we've discussed.
Yes.
A false sense of urgency. Scammers always want to make that false sense of urgency and saying, you have contraband. We have to resolve this now because otherwise you're in trouble.
Right.
I bet for a few seconds your blood pressure raised.
Yeah, because I was like, I mean, Mexican consulate, stuff from authorities. I'm like, who do I know? I know one person in Mexico. I don't know anybody.
Ricardo,
else,
what did you do?
Ricardo.
What did you do? What kind of contraband? Right?
So that's what I'm thinking in my mind. But when she was like, so what's your address? I was like, I mean, in my mind, I was like, I'm 70% sure this is a scam.
Yeah.
And not contraband Ricardo is sending me. But then when she was like, what's your address? I was like, all right.
Is this a scam?
I'll call you back. And she's like, you can't call me back. I was like, all right. Hang it up. Yeah. Well, a couple of other things from this article that they didn't have in their fancy infographic was that the biggest scam losses happened not by gift card.
What?
But by bank transfer or payment.
Oh, that makes sense.
All the payment methods, people reporting losing more money through a bank transfer or payment, that was $2 billion total, followed by cryptocurrency payments at $1.4 billion. Regular money scams still beating cryptocurrency scams.
Oh, yeah. Crypto is big, but not in the scale of money. Right? Yeah. How many trillions of dollars are there? Then how many billions of dollars in crypto are there? It's the wrong scale. But
clearly, we need an episode about crypto.
The reason bank transfers are going to be so big is because if you want to get money, like in quantity, right, you got to convince someone to take it from where they have their money, which is going to be a bank. So, I mean, of course it's going to be big.
And the other thing that they say here is that investment scams led to big losses. A majority of people who reported an investment-related scam lost money, and their median loss on an investment scam is over $9,000.
Holy smokes.
And so the $5.7 billion losses in this category are up $1 billion from last year. People, stop investing.
No.
I don't know what to tell you.
That's not the good...
Protect yourself.
That's not the right lesson. Invest with trustworthy institutions and don't invest with commercials for people selling gold.
Okay. All right.
No, because if you're listening to some conspiracy random nonsense...
About gold?
We buy gold, right?
Isn't that legit?
I mean,
they don't buy gold?
They'll buy your gold, but you got to think that if they're willing to buy your gold, it's because they think the price is going to go up. And if they're willing to sell you gold, it's because they think the price is going to go down.
See, I just go under no investment rock.
That's a terrible place to be. That is unironically like the worst place to be. No, sign up with someone who's halfway legitimate and just buy index funds if you have enough money to invest. And doing that, you'll about double your savings every 7 to 10 years. And we can have an episode about that, too. But, like, that's no kidding. That's how all IRAs work. Right.
I invest like through my work. Yeah. I don't think I'm smart enough or have enough time to pay attention to detail.
That's good.
To invest on my own. That's what I mean by I don't do enough investment stuff.
It's good you do it through work.
Yeah. Well, the biggest takeaway from this article is that your reports make a difference. If you see fraud or scam, the FTC wants to hear about it. You can go to reportfraud.ftc.gov.
For as long as that website stays active. I give it a week.
Yeah. Well, happy video birthday. A thought for your pennies. Your first video show should be dropping mid-July, I think, this episode. Hey. So, yay. All right. Way to go, us.
Yeah, awesome. But, Shauna, you've given birth, right?
Yeah.
It's a video birthday. Look up at the corner of the screen, right?
Right. Okay.
Corners. Your babies didn't have corners.
No. They were smooth.
This is going to hurt.
Okay. Well, if you want to get on our video show with us, I don't know, you could send us a clip. Email us a clip at athoughtforyourpenniespod@gmail.com, or you can leave us a call at 970-425-3060, and we'll be sure to share your tip on air so that we can all learn how to save money together.
This is why I like audio. It just comes out smooth.